Support for this broadcast of Two Rivers 30 Minutes comes in part from a grant from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes.
From TubeCityOnline.com, this is Two Rivers 30 Minutes, a weekly series of interviews with people making news around the McKeesport area. Produced by Tube City Community Media Incorporated, a nonprofit corporation. I'm Jason Toger, the executive director. On this show, we talk one-on-one with elected officials, community leaders, and others who are trying to make a difference in the Monongahela area. And we also take your questions and comments on Facebook and Twitter at Tube City Online.
My grandma used to say that old age is not for babies. And if she knew how hard it was to get old, she wouldn't have tried it. It is something that concerns all of us as we get older. I've hit a couple milestone birthdays myself. It's something that maybe people don't really want to talk about or they make jokes about. There is a focus right now at Penn State Greater Allegheny in McKeesport on connecting undergraduate students with people who are older to talk about the process, talk about some of the resources available to them. On the line with us is the research professor who is working on that project, Laura Cruz. She's a professor in the Schreyer Institute for Teaching Excellence. She also works with the Allegheny County Area Agency on Aging. The program is called Growing Older. That's actually what's called a common intellectual experience, and she's on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Professor Cruz.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us about this. Talked about your research first. Is your research in gerontology, or it's in education, or...
I'm an educational researcher, and my role at Penn State is often to partner with Penn State faculty to do research on the teaching and learning that happens in Penn State classrooms, right? So I'm frequently collaborating with faculty from different places across different disciplines, and that doesn't always happen in higher education where you have sort of cross-disciplinary perspectives. It's something many higher education institutions are trying to figure out how to do more of, because universities are often very much sort of divided into disciplinary, they're sometimes referred to as silos.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so what I became interested in, kind of because I have this sort of vantage point of being able to see across a lot of those silos, I became very interested in something called a common intellectual experience, and or CIE for short. And what that is, it's something, we have a lot of acronyms in educational research, so I apologize in advance, but it's called a high impact practice, or a HIP. And it's called that because they've done a lot of research to show that students who engage in these things are far more likely, statistically significantly, to succeed, meaning they'll get through college in time and go out and have meaningful careers after they leave college. And so because of that, universities all around the United States have been investing more time and money and people into these practices. Some of you may be familiar with, say, study abroad is one of them. Doing undergraduate research is one of them. Those are the most well-known ones, but a common intellectual experience is one of those, but it's one that's often neglected. And what they mean is a common intellectual experience is something that enables students to connect what they learn in one class with what they learn in another class.
Oh, okay.
Right, but also, it's like a common thread. You can think of it that way, but also not just across classes, but from classes to what they do outside of class. So could be in sports, could be in student organizations, could, you know, whatever they do. So it's called co-curricular, right? It's not a class, but it's part of being in college. But even now that we're sort of rethinking conceptually a community, a common intellectual experience, is it can also mean connect to the community. And because students at Penn State Greater Allegheny, for the most part, are from the community, live in this area, right, being able to connect with their learning to something meaningful to them, to something they can see out there in the communities where they live, people they know, people they interact with.
We're talking this morning with Dr. Laura Cruz. She is with the Schreyer Institute for Teaching Excellence at Penn State University. She has a doctorate from Cal Berkeley, and she previously was at Tennessee Tech and Western Carolina. We're talking about this new Growing Older initiative at Penn State. You can learn more, well, Google Growing Older Penn State, and you will find it. You can find out more about Dr. Cruz's research at schreyerinstitute.psu.edu. I apologize for interrupting you, but I wanted to jump in because there was something that you mentioned, and that is connecting things they learned in class to other things that they learned in class and then connecting them out into the community. And that's what you said is this common intellectual experience. I wanted to ask you, we hear a lot about the aging population of Western Pennsylvania. We have a high percentage of people who are getting older in Western Pennsylvania. In fact, it's been mentioned as a place to retire in place, I think is the buzzword, that rather than moving to Florida or Arizona to retire, retire in the Pittsburgh area. So there is in our backyard there is this fertile resource of human beings that we can interact with and explore if you have an undergraduate student who's interested in these things.
Absolutely. And that's the basis of the common intellectual experience, is those shared questions we all have that you mentioned earlier, Jay. Like our primary driving question, the things we want to engage students, faculty, staff, and community members in, what does it mean to grow older? And what does it mean to grow older here? Right? In this place, in this community, right? So not sort of a broad, generic question, but one that's deeply meaningful to all of us. And so we believe that that question can be the connecting thread for the students between classes, right? They can learn about aging in a health class. They can learn about biomedical engineering related to aging. And so it crosses over a lot of disciplines and things they learn, but it also crosses over what they do, who they are in the community. They live, they work, they love, they engage with people across a wide range of age groups and age cohorts. So a big, deep driving part of this is the belief that intergenerational dialogue, intergenerational engagement is good for the students, but it's also good for the community. It's good for all of us. So a lot of the projects that are coming out of this are intended to intentionally mix across these demographic cohorts, to put it kind of in an academic way, right? But have the students at Penn State Grand Island work with, engage with, talk to, and learn from older adults in this area. And you're absolutely right. We really thought this was the right thing for Penn State Greater Allegheny because of the distinctive demographic structure of this region. Approximately 20% of the population of the greater Pittsburgh region is would be considered an older adult, which is generally 60 and above. And there's every reason to believe that's going to keep growing. And as you mentioned, there's a big emphasis on having them, you know, grow older in place, right? They're living in their homes. They're staying in the communities, right? And we want to send students out to them. We want to collect their stories. We want to find out more about their lives and their challenges and their opportunities. And so we want the university to really, and the students and faculty and staff, really, it's not just for students, to have not just a common intellectual experience, but just a common people experience, a common human experience that is very much centered, embedded in this community in the ways that are distinctive to it.
Did you develop this idea and take it to the Allegheny County Area on Agency on Aging, or did they develop the idea and bring it to Penn State, or was it a mutual back and forth?
Well, this is a funny story, and I hope your listeners appreciate this. So I took the idea to the chancellor of Penn State Greater Allegheny, Megan Noggle, who's amazing, and who immediately just saw all the connections that it could make in from her perspective. But I partly got the idea because of my daughter. My daughter went as a proud Pitt and Carnegie Mellon grad, as you and I talked about earlier, but she also works for the Department of Human Services for Allegheny County. So through her work, I've been hearing about the older adult population. Please know she didn't break any confidentiality or anything like that, but she joined that department because she cares very deeply about older adults. And she cares very deeply about older adults in this area. So she, you know, shared her passion with me, her mother. And so I knew about all these opportunities that were possible. I also knew about all the great data. My daughter's a data analyst that agency was collecting. And I knew that there were faculty at Penn State who would love to have that data, to be able to work with that data. I started seeing all these potential connections. And then those connections led to the connections that are a common intellectual experience, which I then basically pitched to the chancellor and later the what we call director of academic affairs, most people call it provost of that campus, and it's taken off since then.
Let's pause. Before we have a pause coming up. We have a break coming up. Before we do, I want to mention some of the different course areas, because people are probably asking, okay, this is all well and good, but is this just social time or is this actual education time? This curriculum helps to integrate courses in behavioral health, which is psychology, sociology, biology. It integrates social work and psychology and integrates business courses. And then it also integrates extracurricular activities, student clubs and organizations, campus
right.
recreation. This really is, it's a holistic approach, for lack of a better word, that integrates students from a bunch of different coursework areas.
You've got your finger on it, Jay. The idea, if a common intellectual experience is working, students who've never met each other and who like bump into each other in the cafeteria, they have a common topic of conversation. So you exactly got it right, because in some way, shape, or form, they've engaged with this question, what does it mean to grow older? So we do have a monthly series of activities for students, faculty, and staff that take and community members that take place on the campus related to issues of aging. There's some other co-curricular things planned. I know that they're planning to do a community mural coming up pretty soon. In terms of coursework, you hit some of the majors, but also a big aspect of what seems to be evolving out of this project is a real interest in digital storytelling. So that's bringing in folks from the humanities, that's bringing in folks from our communication majors, that's bringing in our historians. The campus, Penn State, Greater Allegheny, has some remarkable colleagues in the faculty members in the humanities. So we're bringing in the humanities and the arts too with the mural. So really folks are, the faculty and staff at Greater Allegheny are finding all kinds of ways that a topic like this can intersect with pretty much any major, really, or any kind of disciplinary-based course.
Dr. Laura Cruz is our guest this morning. She's with the Schreyer Institute for Teaching Excellence at Penn State University. She is working on a common intellectual experience at Penn State Greater Allegheny campus in McKeesport on growing older, which involves students and the community in research and educational activities. We'll
support for this broadcast comes from the City of McKeesport Fair Housing Office. Fair housing is your right, and the Fair Housing Act prohibits discrimination in housing because of race, color, national origin, religion, sex, gender identity, sexual orientation, family status, or disability. That includes renting or buying a home, getting a mortgage, seeking housing assistance, or engaging in other housing-related activities. For more information about Fair Housing Act protections in the City of McKeesport, call 412-675-5020, extension 635.
Welcome back. It's called the Growing Older Initiative. It's a new project this year at Penn State Greater Allegheny campus. On the line with us this morning is Laura Cruz. She's a research professor at the Schreyer Institute for Teaching Excellence at Penn State Greater Allegheny, or Penn State University overall. She's working in the Pittsburgh area. I said you worked for the Area Agency on Aging. I can't even say it. Area Agency on Aging. Say that five times fast now, Jay. But you're partnering with them. You don't work for them.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So talk to me a little bit about your background. Your master's is from Purdue, and it's in history. How did you get from history to teaching and researching pedagogy, as they say?
So my master's in history, my PhD is in history and economics from UC Berkeley. Go Bears. And I had a fairly traditional faculty career path. I taught history classes. I got tenure. And honestly, Jay, I had a big now what moment after tenure. And I thought, you know, what do I want to do with the rest of my life? And although I love history, I love teaching history, I taught early modern history, which means 16th and 17th century Europe. And it just seems so disconnected from where I was now. And I really wanted to do something that get into something that where I could build, of course, on my prior background, but that would have some kind of community impact. I started feeling very much a call to some sort of civic, broader civic purpose. Mm-hmm. Because of my PhD, I have a background both in history and economics. So historians tell stories and work with stories and people and compassion and empathy. And economists work with numbers. And I got interested in educational research, both because I love to teach and it was something I was doing every day, but also so I could combine those perspectives, because teaching is about teaching people and their stories and how they make meaning in the world. And then the data tells us, what's happening, right? It tells us a different kind of story. And so one of the taglines we've been using with the Growing Older Initiative is from statistics to stories. And I didn't come up with that. That was Victoria Garwood, our amazing director of strategic communications. But I think that's exactly it. The statistics about growing older and the aging population here in the greater Pittsburgh region are well known. But what we want to do is bring out those stories.
We're talking with Laura Cruz about this Growing Older Initiative. You guys had a kickoff event last month, or August 20th, I think. How was that received, and who all attended that?
So the kickoff event, so normally most universities have some kind of kickoff before the academic year, and it's mostly sort of celebrating milestones, talking about the year ahead. You know, it's like, I'm sure businesses do something very similar. But this year was different, and we called it an ignition event. And I didn't come up with that word either, but I think the idea was this is where we were going to light the pilot light on this project. Yeah. And so I believe they did a couple things differently. One is so a common intellectual experience is very student focused, but it can't happen unless you have both faculty and staff together. So we made sure this event included the entire campus community, right? Because everyone's going to have a piece of this. It's co-curricular, it's curricular, it's hopefully going to be woven throughout all aspects of campus life. But, and perhaps most importantly, we also invited our community partners. Dr. Gilliam, who is the director of the, we usually would call it AAA, because as you pointed out, it's very hard to say.
It's not easy to say, is it? Area Agency on Aging. Yes.
She came along with several key members of her staff. We had representatives from organizations like Age Friendly and some others. And forgive me, I don't have the list in front of me. I hope I'm not offended anyone who came. Mm-hmm. But and we deliberately had them sit in mixed teams, right? So they talked about what it means to grow older and some of the ways we can connect the work of these agencies and the populations they serve with the work of the university. There was a lot of open conversations, right? And small group, they're sitting at round tables so we could all get to know each other and talk to one another and really ignite this idea and start making plans for what we want to do over the next 2 years. So we lit the pilot light with many of the stakeholders, if not most of the stakeholders in this project, getting to know each other first, getting to understand the commonalities and build those partnerships that we hope to take forward.
What are some, as you're working with students, and I know this has only been, this is just getting very new still. What are some feedback that you're getting from students? What are some maybe misconceptions that they have about growing older or about meeting with people in the community?
So it's awfully early. We have not collected, we have plans to collect some actual data on that. So I can give you impressions at this stage. But at first, several of our students, we did informal focus groups, I think I would call it.
Yeah.
They didn't quite understand the connection between themselves and older adults.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
A lot of traditionally aged college students, are 19 years old.
Yeah.
And what does being 90 have to do with being 19 years old, essentially? And that's really where the idea of calling it growing older came from.
Okay.
Because we're all aging, right? That is the commonality.
The minute you're, as the old blues singers would say, as soon as you're born, you get busy dying. So as soon as you're born, you're getting older, right?
Yeah, I tend to quote the Pink Floyd song all the time that says every breath, basically I'm paraphrasing now, but every time you take a breath, you're one day closer.
Oh boy. Right? Yeah, right. We got dark there all of a sudden.
Yeah, but the idea I think too is that people who are older were once 19, and people who are 19 will hopefully eventually be 90. And so that was really the common point of conversation and having the students think about that. Right. And that has proven to be a great catalyst for conversation. And things like if you talk about issues like ageism, right, which is a part of this project. So we want to combat some of those persistent and systemic problems with ageism. Right. But 19-year-olds experience ageism, too, just differently. Right. So that's a shared experience. right? And that's what we're trying to do, is find some of those common grounds that will enable those kind of intergenerational dialogues, right? So they haven't been, say, experienced something about being older, but they have experienced something, some kind of bias because of their age, right? And that cements things together.
We're talking with Laura Cruz. She's a research professor at Penn State. You can reach her website through the Schreyer Institute at Penn State University, schreyerinstitute.psu.edu. Is there an email address if people want to learn more about this, or they'd like to help, or they'd like to be invited to some of the upcoming events? How would they reach out to you?
So you can reach me by email, my Penn State email, which is lxc601@psu.edu. Okay. But we absolutely want to be sure any member of the community that's interested in this, that wants to support this. You do not need to be a student or an older adult, right? This is intended to be community-wide. We're starting to partner with some particular neighborhoods in the area too, to work on projects. If you've got ideas, we'd like to hear them. This is intended to be a very inclusive space. The events on campus are open to the community. I believe Penn State Greater Allegheny is preparing a calendar of events that'll appear on their webpage. I don't believe that's in place yet, but send me an email and I'll be sure that we get that out to you.
And this is not a 1 year. This is not going to end at when the academic year ends next summer. This is hopefully going to be a living program that's going to continue for a while.
That is exactly right. It too will age. Well, and in your place. Yes, but and that's going to be, you know, we think about sort of the life cycle of a student, and I don't mean how long they live, but 4 year degree programs are typical, or 2 year degree programs are typical. So we want the program was intended to take place across at least one cohort of students through their degree program.
This is Two Rivers 30 Minutes, and we'll be back in 30 seconds to wrap things
Support
up.
Support for this broadcast comes from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes. Since 1866, Striffler's has provided compassionate, professional memorial services for families in White Oak, McKeesport, Dravosburg, Portview, and the surrounding areas. Striffler's offers comprehensive pre-planning services and aftercare. And through its affiliated company, Design Monuments, Striffler's also provides permanent markers and memorials crafted in stone, bronze, and other high-quality materials. Learn more at Strifflers.com or call 412-678-6191.
Back for a final few minutes with Laura Cruz from Penn State University. She is a research professor in the Schreyer Institute for Teaching Excellence. She is also coordinating a new program that is called Growing Older. It's what's called a common intellectual experience that is being organized out of Penn State Greater Allegheny. It's uniting students from behavioral health, social work and psychology, and business with older adults in the Pittsburgh area to talk about their experiences and to learn more so that each group can learn more from the other. Laura, one thing that came to mind for me here is I work with students at a couple of different universities, and something that fascinates me is that they are often very interested in what the student experience was like for their parents or their grandparents. They want to know, well, you know, did everybody always hang out at this certain place, or did they always take this class, or what did the school, you know, what the football uniforms look like? What was fraternity and sorority life like? What was the dorms like back in mom and dad's day, or grandma and grandpa's day? It occurs to me that in addition to a lot of older adults in Western Pennsylvania, you have a lot of Penn Staters in Western Pennsylvania. Are you hearing any of those conversations, or is that something that you hope will spark as, well, I went to Penn State McKeesport back in the day, and here's what it was like when I was there in 1950 or 1970.
Well, certainly Chancellor Noggle has reached out to alumni groups, so that's clearly a target audience. I think one of the great benefits and privileges of working at Penn State is its enormous network of alumni in so many places. It's just unfathomable to me how large it is. So absolutely, I think, but it's funny that you mentioned that. We're very early stages, but we've had some starting conversations about actually doing kind of an oral history of sorts of what used to be called Penn State McKeesport and now called Penn State Greater Allegheny. But there are several faculty at the campus who've been there through some of its transitions and its role and engagement in the community. And we have some connections to the local historical society as well. Mm-hmm. The very preliminary, I hope I'm not stepping in toes by sharing that, but I do think there's an interest in tying this specifically to the university as a community institution. But I also think that So what the project is seeking to do is to connect to the community that way, and connect, what I hear you doing, which we're trying to do as well, is finding all those different ways we can connect this project to serve as a bridge between the community and the university. So, and the Saugerties specifically. Yeah.
So these common intellectual experiences, as you said earlier in the half hour, are designed to help students make those connections mentally between individual coursework that they may be taking in different departments. And I mentioned just a couple of them, biobehavioral health, social work, psychology, business, being just some of the study areas that you're hoping students can make connections in or between, but also with local senior citizen centers, local healthcare providers, local community organizations. You mentioned the McKeesport Heritage Center, which is the local historical society, and the Area Agency on Aging. What is your hope that, both from a research perspective and an educational perspective, what are some of the connections you're hoping that students will be able to make intellectually as opposed to literally?
So when we sort of start thinking about the assessment of the project, basically what, you know, if we get everything we want out of it, what will it look like? There's kind of three buckets. So there's student learning outcomes, right? We're hoping that students will be able to connect their college experience together in ways that are meaningful and enable them to succeed. And particularly, we want to see that driven by curiosity. There's a lot of my research outside of this involves the idea of curiosity and what that means to learn to be curious and to teach for curiosity, right? And that's why the whole initiative is framed as a question, right? What does it mean to be growing older? So we're hoping they don't just learn content, but they learn to be curious about the world, about people who are different than themselves in different ways. So there's a lot of that wrapped up in there. Then the other bucket of things we're interested in, this isn't just so the students learn more. We want to see that this project make an impact. We want to measure community outcomes. Those projects are still in formation, so I'm going to have to speak a little more broadly than I think you'd like. But we'd like to see that these projects enhance the quality of life for older adults in the Mon Valley and Pittsburgh more broadly. Flat out, that's what we hope will happen.
Do you anticipate that there could be career connections that students could make as well between local organizations that work with aging populations or healthcare organizations that this may be a career path for some students eventually?
Absolutely, and that's certainly an interest of the AAA, if I may, the Area Agency of Aging, as well as some of our community partners, right? There's growing demand for various kinds of career paths related to that. In fact, the idea of having some sort of job fair or some way in which to directly connect students to potential careers in these areas, particularly students whose degrees might not, you know, if a student is majoring in nursing, the connection is clear. But there are also opportunities for students majoring in engineering to work these agencies. And sometimes we want to do more things to show that is a possible career path for some folks in some of our students in a wider range of majors and degree programs than perhaps they might not otherwise realize.
Penn State Greater Allegheny, I believe, is also the home of a four-year degree in social work. Would you anticipate, too, that students might do a capstone program or a senior thesis that might develop out of this growing older initiative?
Absolutely. There's also honors thesis. Penn State's very committed to undergraduate research. It's another high impact practice. And we've got great statistics on this that could be the basis of those kinds of undergraduate research projects, either individual or groups. We also have a lot of stories to tell, which could be undergraduate research projects for students in different majors.
Laura Cruz is a research professor in the Schreyer Institute for Teaching Excellence at Penn State University. You can find out more information, schreyerinstitute.psu.edu. If you are interested in this growing older initiative that is happening at Penn State Greater Allegheny in McKeesport, you can email her and she'll get you on the mailing list, lxc601@psu.edu. That's lxc601@psu.edu, or just Google her, Laura Cruz, and you will come up with her details, including her LinkedIn page. Dr. Cruz, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with me this morning. This is really an interesting project, and I think a lot of people are going to enjoy this as it evolves and grows.
Well, thank you so much. I'm grateful for the opportunity, and please let me reiterate, if you're interested in being a part of this project in any way, we'd love to talk to you.
And thank you all for listening this morning to Two Rivers 30 Minutes. So long for now.
You've been listening to Two Rivers 30 Minutes, copyright Tube City Community Media Incorporated. Opinions expressed on this program are not those of Tube City Community Media Incorporated. Listener support makes this program possible. If you'd like to make a tax-deductible contribution, please visit our website at tubecityonline.com and click on the donate link. You can also get a free subscription to this program and other podcasts at our website using Apple's iTunes or Stitcher.com. If you've got a question or comment, we hope you'll write to us. Our address is Tube City Community Media Incorporated, P.O. Box 94, McKeesport, PA, 15134. You can email us at TubeCityTiger@gmail.com or call us at area code 412-614-9659. And you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Tube City Online.